Where have you been all this time? You don't care about us. Where are the human rights? Where is the European Union?
The leading international authority on food crises predicted today that there could be widespread death in Gaza without immediate action. Flags are flying at half-staff in New York after yesterday's deadly shooting. The suspect left behind a note apologizing and saying he had a degenerative brain disease. Mayor Eric Adams.
He appeared to have blamed the NFL for his injury. The NFL headquarters is located in the building at 345 Park Avenue.
The man stalked through the office tower, firing a rifle and killing four people, including a New York City police officer. CBS's Anna Schechter reports it's the latest in a string of violent attacks nationwide.
We just saw the data come out for 2024 in terms of violent crimes, and homicide is down, aggravated assault is down. It's trending down towards pre-pandemic levels. But, you know, it really doesn't feel like that to a lot of Americans who are experiencing these. And I think it's important to continue to press law enforcement on tactics, on training, and on preparedness since this continues to happen so often.
It is steamy in much of the nation again today. Millions of Americans are looking for a way to stay cool. Charlie Shaw is a lifeguard in Grand Rapids, Wisconsin.
I am burning up out here. On our breaks, we jump in from time to time, which is really nice for keeping us like cool.
Administration officials said today trade talks with China in Stockholm have been very constructive, but President Trump will make the final call on an agreement. American consumers were feeling a little more optimistic this month. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
July consumer confidence rose from June as short-term expectations improved for income, business, and labor market conditions, with sentiment greatly aided by the stock market rally, which has lifted the S&P 500 to a record high.
Stocks are off those highs today ahead of this week's Fed decision on interest rates. The Dow is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 23-year-old Racine man was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving after crashing his car into a Racine Unified School this morning. The driver plowed through two classrooms at Olympia Brown Elementary in Caledonia. The crash, which happened at around 2:30 this morning, caused a lot of damage, with the school already undergoing renovations that were set to finish by the fall. No one was injured in the crash. While homeowners will save money on electricity and natural gas bills, counties and local governments in Wisconsin are set to lose revenue. A Forward Analytics report warns that as the state expands its sales tax exemption on residential utility bills to cover the entire year, it will reduce sales tax collections and shared revenue funds that support local budgets. The change means counties won't collect sales taxes on electricity and natural gas used in the home. Gateway's Racine campus is the site of a political event today. Milwaukee area Congresswoman Gwen Moore is attending a town hall to answer questions about the new Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is organizing the event. They put out a statement saying Moore will be taking questions from the area's actual congressman, Brian Stile. They say Stile was invited. The first district representative is holding his own event Thursday night to talk to constituents. That'll be held in Elkhorn. The Racine Raiders are back in a championship game. They'll face the Detroit Ravens this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit for a shot at the PFA title. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Elton's back with the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers are now practicing in pads. Center Elton Jenkins, who's been dealing with a back injury, is back on the field and says getting a pay raise is no longer an issue for now.
Right now, I'm not even thinking about that. It's more so just, you know, what I can do to help the team and just being present, you know what I'm saying, getting good with the offensive line, building chemistry with the quarterbacks and the offensive line.
Baseball. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs last night. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Christian Yelich, and another for first baseman Andrew Vaughn. Now the Brewers making a trade, picking up catcher Danny Jansen in exchange for a minor league player. The 30-year-old Jansen has spent most of his career with the Blue Jays. He's originally from Wisconsin, where he played for Appleton West High School. Catcher Eric Haas has been designated for assignment. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
And more sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening. Otherwise, holding off on rain until tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 88 degrees.
Beatles on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. So what's the thing married couples lie to their spouses most about? It's their spending habits. A survey found that 80% of married respondents lie to their partners about spending. The survey found that most people lie about clothing and accessory purchases, with food checking in as the second most lied about category. The top reason for fibbing was that the significant other just doesn't need to know.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Right above you, I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you.
falling.
Not
three times on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I wish.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Wisconsin State Fair opens up this Thursday. Is that right? I believe it is, this Thursday. And a week from this Sunday, it is the Happy Together Tour coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. It's the Turtles, of course, joined by Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Cowsills. Keep listening. We're going to have a chance for you to win some last-minute tickets. So keep listening to WRJM.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Tired of long lines and crowded big box stores? Shop local and save big at Christiano's. Stock up on pantry staples, grab fresh Lee's Deli subs, and don't miss $5 deals on plain t-shirts. Need a money order? $1 flat fee up to $1,000. Christiano's makes it easy to stretch your hard-earned dollars. And now, you can pay your utility bills or send money anywhere, all in one stop. No gimmicks, just real value and great prices every day. Go to Christiano's, 21st and Kearney Avenue in Racine.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
For
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
From 1957, it's Buddy Holly and Peggy Sue on WRJN. So what do Buddy Holly and the Beatles have in common? Well, Buddy Holly's band was called the Crickets, right? And the Beatles chose their name partly as a takeoff on Holly's backup band, the Crickets.
I am a lineman for the county. I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine and the Wichita lineman. You're still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Cause when you say these things, you know it makes me blue. Give me one kiss and I'll be happy. Just to be here with you.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the bottom of the hour, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Alcohol was a likely factor in the car versus school crash this morning in Racine County. At around 2:30, two classrooms at Olympia Brown Elementary were impacted in Caledonia when a 23-year-old Racine man plowed through a wall. The driver was arrested on suspicion of OWI. Investigators say alcohol and speed played a part. There have been ongoing renovations at that school. They were intended to be wrapped up this fall. Kenosha and Waukesha are running about the same. So are Milwaukee and Racine. Gas prices to the south and west are at about $2.86 a gallon today, about 6 cents a gallon more in Milwaukee and Racine. Gas prices are continuing to fall in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump statewide.
Gas prices are continuing to fall in Wisconsin, but are going up slightly nationally. In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply. In Green Bay, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.82. In Appleton and Oshkosh, it's $2.80.
Style was invited. More is showing up. A political game of sorts is taking place in Racine today as Milwaukee-area Congresswoman Gwen Moore meets with people at a town hall. She'll be answering questions about the Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is putting together the event at Gateway Technical College. They say the actual congressman for the Racine area, Brian Style, was invited to the event and that Moore is showing up. Congressman Style will host his own in-person listening session Thursday night. That'll be held in Elkhorn. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
More sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening. Otherwise, holding off on rain until tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 88 degrees.
WRJN.
the kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
She's here, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Friday's the time to be at First Friday in downtown Racine. They will be continuing the creative crawl theme that's put art in the spotlight this summer. And if you haven't had an opportunity to view the public art project this year, which is, of course, Kites, Friday is a great time to do so. But the evening is full of free ways to enjoy art. Monument Square will feature music on the monument, and the band is an Elvis tribute band. Huh. It's called All the King's Men. In fact, the whole First Friday's theme includes Scoop the Loop, which is a 50s throwback. And, you know, that just sounds fun, doesn't it? Racine Art Museum always goes all out for First Fridays, and this one's a very special one. They'll be offering two free make-and-take activities. This month, artists of all ages can stop in at RAM and design their own paper racing flag and decorate a wooden racetrack. Oops, pardon me, a wooden race car. But there is a racetrack. You can take your creation over to the RAM racetrack and race for the gold. RAM's also going to feature a scavenger hunt in the RAM galleries. And if I forgot to mention it, RAM is open late during First Fridays. They'll be there until 8 with free admission to everything.
Nice.
Plus, this Friday, they're opening the new exhibit on the 5th Street Window Gallery. So you can check out Monumental, which is a larger-than-life-size exhibit, and you can view that one from inside or outside. But I also want to mention that downtown Racine is always bursting with businesses that specialize in art and support the arts. They are all worth a stop. Once again on First Friday, many of them are going to feature live art demonstrations. A couple you won't want to miss are the Artist Gallery in Racine, which always offers great art to view, and I love that you have a chance to purchase your favorites. They usually have wearable pieces and jewelry, as well as 3D and 2D art to appreciate. You can check out the amazing folks and their creations over at Hot Shop Glass. Hot Shop just completed an interior makeover, so you'll want to check that out. And Unraveled Creative Studios is celebrating their first year in business, but there are many places that will be open, that will showcase the arts, and just give you something free and different to do on Friday night.
All right, Friday night. And as you were talking, I looked up the forecast. I know it's still a few days away. But no rain in the forecast, high of 73, low of 64. How does that sound?
That sounds like some of the best you get in Racine. We got to be there.
All right. First Friday, this Friday night. She is Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I know you have all sorts of arts activities on your arts calendar, don't you?
We do. We have a calendar at racineartscouncil.org, and it's also bursting with opportunities.
Okay. Here she is, Diane Carlson, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say, and I go to pieces and I want. And I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. She said when she said goodbye, baby, we'll meet again soon, maybe, but until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Get your ride to the end.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, farming is still a big deal around here, and we've got you covered with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, and her Midwest Farm Report weekdays 5 to 6 a.m. and updates all day long, too. It's all things ag right alongside your Timeless Hits here on WRJN.
takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby love.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, you can soak up the sun at Racine's North Beach this summer and stop by the beachside oasis for a refreshing break and keep your day on track with Dan Marcus and his Sand and Surf Report, which airs multiple times daily between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's all brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating, brightening homes inside and out.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Hot Amigos. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Add some serious sound to your vinyl collection. Time and Again Music has the albums you seek. With over 10,000 titles in stock, rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, you'll find the records that shaped your personal soundtrack. Check out the buy one, get one free bargain selection. Double the vinyl, double the vibes. A splendid time is guaranteed for all. Rediscover the magic at Time and Again Music on Highway 11 in Sturtevant, where great music and good times never go out of style.
Racine. Your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Plus, coming up, kids share their ideas about science. It's elementary school students, and they've got their own ideas about science. We'll talk about it coming up on WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She had said the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.